This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That's now 7 after the hour on the DJV Show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling. You can find us all at DJV Show on Twitter, or individually at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schilling, two L's, two N's, at Doug Steffen. The trending items, there are a number of things going on that are worthy of conversational attention. One of them, Victoria has, or she usually is pretty good at getting our attention focused on a lot of different things, including the ship that was found over this past weekend. What's the scoop?
Yeah, it's wreckage from what they're saying is the storied USS Juno. It was sunk by a Japanese torpedo during World War II. It was discovered on St. Patrick's Day. And the interesting thing about this, it has a very Irish connection. Sadly, all five Irish-American Sullivan brothers, who were from Waterloo, Iowa, were on the ship when it sunk. And despite the naval policy that had prevented siblings from serving together, they actually refused to serve unless they were all assigned to the same ship. And so the policy was not enforced, so it has a tragic spin to it as well. But the ship was attacked by a Japanese torpedo, which cut the vessel in half, and it sunk in 30 seconds. Hollywood actually later remembered the Fighting Sullivans. That's what these five Sullivan brothers are called. And here's the other interesting thing. It was the inspiration behind the movie Saving Private Ryan. And when Steven Spielberg found out about this story of the five brothers, that's what inspired that element of Saving Private Ryan, because he's the last. Matt Damon plays Private Ryan, who's the last of the brothers.
I thought there really was a Private Ryan for some reason or other. Isn't that interesting how we think of those things, and the way it was presented, it actually happened. At least that's what I remember. It was a very violent movie, and I didn't ever go see it because I heard of the violence, but that's the way war is.
Yeah. You know,
we kind of gloss over some of the things, but when you imagine what happens when a torpedo hits a boat like that and splits it in half, and the horror that those people have to be going through as they lose their lives, ugh.
Yeah.
Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you think about that, and then one of the other things, there's so much focus on military and the history of military, a lot of great movies and books and stories about heroism. It brings out the best and the worst in humanity. It seems that the U.S. and South Korea have a conversation. This is the annual joint military drills that are supposed to start next month. They put them on hold because of the Olympics, and they didn't want to be provocateurs, in a manner of speaking. But you are all having a conversation off the air about what really is the goal here of Kim Jong-un. We know what our goal is, to work with the South Koreans. But what is this, all the breakthroughs with North Korea, what really is the speculation that Kim Jong-un or Il or whatever his name is, what's he up to? Do we give him the benefit of the doubt, or we think he's up to something?
Well, I think you always have to think that he's up to something. I think you'd be a silly negotiator, not a very good negotiator, if you thought that he was going in with a pure heart. But at the same time, I think what's different now is that you have a lot of sanctions happening to North Korea. They are the most sanctioned country ever. And I think they're really feeling the impact on their economy. 80% of their economy, I think I read, have been affected by sanctions. And what I think is really making the difference here, and people were on various sides of the aisle when it comes to Trump's talk on tariffs, is his hard talk on tariffs when it comes to China. When you start putting the screws to China and Russia, those are North Korean, I don't want to say they're official client states, but they're the ones that are helping North Korea through the back door prop their economy up. And the more you can put some strong but diplomatic ties to China and to Russia, that only helps your case with North Korea.
Well, it certainly is something that we wonder about. I just wonder, about all of the violence and stuff that goes on in the name of a war, and how it is that the human condition is in such dire straits that we are this pugilistic. But then you think back over the history of mankind, and we are, that's kind of what is in the DNA of our species. We are aggressive. We tend to be angry. There's just so many people now that it gets all out of proportion, or it gets much worse. The more people we have on the planet, the more difficult it seems for us to get along. And so these sorts of things, you wonder, I just dozed off yesterday. I left my screen on, so I fell asleep for about an hour on the plane. And when I woke up, the movie had gone to what I was watching, to the beginning of Blade Runner. And I've never seen those movies, because anything I saw about them made me think, ooh, this is dirty, kind of, what an awful story. But anyway, I got enough of the gist of it before I shut it off. This projects into the most recent Blade Runner, projects into the year, I think it's 2049, and what's going on in California, and basically whatever's happened to the planet has laid waste to most everything. Nothing grows and that sort of stuff. It's just such a dark picture of humanity, and all brought about because there are just too many people and we don't seem to be able to figure out how to get along with each other. And, you know, that's what I think of the amount of money that we spend. We talk about this all the time. $700 billion on military preparedness in our country. And there are many people in the country who think that's not enough. So can you imagine the good that would be done if we could use that $700 billion for something productive, something just beneficial? And yet we say we have to do this. It benefits, you know, I'm not here, I'm not an expert on these sorts of things. I have my opinions. It benefits a lot of the military-industrial complex for sure, and people get careers and jobs out of it, and we all know how that works. But it just seems so counterproductive to have this as our reality. And then you sort of boil it back down to where it starts, and it starts on the individual level, and then you start to get reflective about what's going on with all these school shooters and stuff, all these young dudes who are everywhere, and not, well, I think you find one in each school if you look for them, probably. Why are all of these young dudes so angry? What's going on with men that makes them young men in, look at the shooters. They're all teenagers, pretty much, or young people in their 20s, and they're all men, and most of them are white. What is there that's going on with these people that make them so angry, or so their minds so distorted? Any ideas? You all grew up with young teenage boys, and I guess, yeah. I was a young teenage boy myself at one point in time, but I never felt the anger.
It feels really different.
It does.
And right. I don't know if it's an entire generation that's been on Ativan and Ritalin their whole lives and antidepressants and other things. I don't know. Or if it's the video gaming kind of culture of just staying in the basement and not interacting socially with people. But
or over-prescribed drugs, perhaps.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just there's something that's...
The same look. That's the thing that's so weird. Yeah, they're all white males, and they all have the same look. Those dead eyes in... And
dead eyes
go,
is exactly it.
And I think we don't push them out. I don't think we identify them because everybody's so worried about hurting someone's feelings and just letting kids explore who they really are. Well, you know what? That lasts for about a day until people start displaying this kind of behavior. And I think there are a lot of people. We have to own this just as much as those kids do. We have to own the fact that people know about these things. And sometimes they say things like they did in Florida and they were ignored. But oftentimes people just don't. They don't want to disrupt the apple cart, right? They don't want to make people think that they're somehow profiling or that they're trying to make somebody feel bad about themselves. But we have to start pointing things out when they're weird. Even though it's a little bit hard and uncomfortable.
Okay, so here's a thought. I can't remember. I keep forgetting the movie that I saw the other day about the song. Kara, what's the name of it? If only I could imagine or something. What's the name of that? The song we played yesterday, and it's the movie did very well over the weekend. It's an awkward name for a movie, but the reason I'm telling you the story.
I can only imagine.
I can only imagine. Right. Yeah. Right. I can only imagine. This is a story about a young dude who channeled his energy. This is a true story. He had a tough time at home. His father beat him up all the time. His mother ran away. He was an only child. And he was really an angry kid. But somehow he channeled his energy into creating a song that became national or internationally famous. And so I bring it up is, what's the difference between him and what he did with his anger and how he channeled it versus these other kids who get a hold of the guns and shoot things up? Is there, I'm stumbling here for words because I'm trying to figure out what is there, what makes these kids, this kid was horribly, it's a true story about a kid who is had the crap beat out of him every day by his father, who was deranged. And he ran away from home and he went into he got a band started, and through it all, he created a song. And he was pretty angry because he got tossed around a lot, not only by his father, but by the people who he was around trying to make himself better known as a musician. But what's the difference here? Why does he go down the road he goes down, and why do these other guys, same age, same circumstance, go down the road they go down?
And that's a good question. That's probably the question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some people have the ability to channel that into something positive, and other people don't. I don't know. I wish we had answers to things like that, because we could maybe prevent so much of this violence.
It's always bizarre to me, because, you know, it does feel different than even when I was in high school, but you really don't see this with girls or women. No. And is it because women feel like they're able to express themselves? They're able to go out and talk to their friends about emotional problems or talk to their mom about emotional problems, and boys don't feel like
what it is?
I don't know.
Girls are just more naturally social, I think, too.
They don't carry the anger that boys do, I think.
Yeah. Boys can disappear into a basement for a long time, and if a girl, you know, even parents, I think, treat boys and girls differently like that. If you don't hear a girl, your moms kind of go, hey, where are you? You know, what's going on? It just, I think boys they just fly under the radar more.
Or the girls can go on.
Doug. Yeah. But also culturally, and it's something that it always interests me that since I was a kid, and this is, I think, when it started probably in the mid to late 80s, that we've done a great job of empowering girls in school and creating strong women and creating opportunities for women. And I really feel like white men, white males, have kind of gotten the short end of the stick, and we're not really raising strong men anymore. We're not raising men to know exactly what to do or what their role is. And I think that plays into it too, to some extent. I'm not blaming that on these shootings necessarily, but I think it's a piece to what goes in, and men looking for their role in society and looking how to channel some of their aggression. I just don't think we're doing a good job raising those male leaders anymore like we used to.
We need to pay more attention to the women wrestling WWE on Monday night.
I think the focus used to be on raising men, and women got the short end of the stick, and we were always expected to just raise, you know, be home and raise kids and not go out for those big careers. Well, now that's shifted, and I think there's a lot of focus on raising strong women to be successful. I think that's great. I don't want to abandon that at all, but I feel like because of that switch, I don't know if we're empowering men as much as we used to, and I think that causes a real issue for them in trying to figure out what their role is.
Mm.
Yeah, there's some food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. Think about THIMK. Think about it. 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After the hour now at the DJV helm, that's me, Duggar, and Jennifer is here helming with me, along with Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Neil Diamond in the background getting the Songwriters Hall of Fame Johnny Mercer Award. He's going to be honored with this award at the Songwriters Hall of Fame induction ceremony in June in New York City. The award is the highest honor reserved exclusively for past inductees. And so if you go back to 1984, that's when Neil Diamond was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The Johnny Mercer Award goes to a songwriter or songwriting team whose body of work is of such high quality and impact that it upholds the gold standard set by Johnny Mercer. Later on this year, Diamond is going to get the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award as well. In addition to the Songwriters Hall, he's also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and was in, was it 2011 when he got the Kennedy Center honor. He announced his retirement from touring because he got Parkinson's disease. So the Songwriters Hall of Fame induction is scheduled for June 14th in New York. The inductees this year, John Mellencamp, Jermaine Dupri, and Alan Jackson. Who's Jermaine Dupri? I don't know.
He's a producer. He was
ex-husband of Janet Jackson.
Oh, really?
Were they actually married? They were together for 9 years or something. Yeah. He's a big producer. He's produced a lot of like R&B and hip-hop. Not hip-hop, really. R&B hits.
All right, so he's getting an honor as well. Good. All right. Musically, at 25 past the hour, LL Cool J, speaking of honors, and Roger Daltrey are going to be honored at the We Are Family Foundation Gala Affair. The foundation has announced that ladies love Cool James, and the Who's Roger Daltrey are honorees for the gala celebration in April. LL is going to be honored with the Humanitarian Award for his philanthropic work, includes programs that encourage literacy, music, arts for children, and community outreach programs, most notably his Jump and Ball Foundation. He is a cool dude, I think. He seems to be very straight and very honorable. He's going to join Bono, Sir Elton John, and other people who have gotten this Humanitarian Award. We Are Family Foundation, created by Nile Rodgers, not-for-profit organization dedicated to promoting cultural diversity through programs that support the talent, vision, and ideas of young people who are positively changing the world. So LL said in a statement, hanging with Niall is always a good time, truly a chic affair where we party like we're family and dance, dance, dance for a great cause. I'm honored to be recognized by Niall and the foundation to help support the important work they do. Roger Daltrey is going to get the Maddie J.T. Stepanek Peacemaker Award, named in honor of the poet and peacemaker Maddie J.T. Stepanek, who died at the age of 13 in 2004. Can somebody fill me in? My memory isn't going back to that reality with that
cancer, brain cancer or something.
Brain cancer. Was
it? Oh, yeah. All right. Yes, now I remember. Yeah. It's just the recognition of these people brings more attention to the problem and brings more money to the solution. That's kind of what I see. These leads and the groups that get together and the award ceremonies that they have, it just brings more attention to this sort of thing. I find it interesting to read how in real life, you know, LL is one of the co-stars of NCIS Los Angeles, and he and Chris O'Donnell have become great friends. But O'Donnell is a very strong family guy, doesn't want to do anything outside of the work on NCIS. He spends time with his family. And LL is very visible. I find that interesting and good, positive.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Before at the hour on the DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Sports news coming up in a moment. I'm having a moment of reflection here that I'm going to share with all of you, because I think that not only is it cathartic, as I think it through oftentimes when we're together, all the four of us, and there's a conversation that goes on. Oftentimes what we converse on the air about sort of continues, and sometimes other things as we're evaluating what we do. And I don't keep many things. I think one of the reasons people like listening to the program is they know they're getting the real McCoy from all of us. So as I just, as we broke at the bottom of the hour, Kara and I were having kind of a strident conversation. And so I started thinking, sometimes men say to me, that I become too reflective, or, you know, buck up or whatever it is. You're the boss. Yeah, I am the boss, titularly, but I don't, I'm encouraging. The reason this program came to be and shaped up as it is because of my belief in giving more to women and their thoughts than has been the tradition in radio. Radio has been a bastion of male-dominated BS, whether it's talk radio or even some of the, as I grew up as a disc jockey, some of the personality-oriented radio programs and shows were all about men, and they were all about what men were thinking, et cetera, et cetera. So I decided, actually quite a long time ago, when Jennifer first came on board, she and I had this conversation. We were forming sort of our relationship with one another, and so it's been back and forth. It's been always very positive, and not very often do we ever get into a little tussle. Kara's different. Kara's like a tough, I don't know how best to describe how I think about Tara, but she's kind of a punk sometimes.
I've been described as belligerent occasionally.
Yeah, you are belligerent sometimes. Yeah, you are.
You're kind of a father said that?
Yeah, but I can understand
that. Like a word
that.
A cop would say, not your dad.
Yes.
Right. Well, he's always said it in a joking tone, and I think I've gotten it from him, so he can't really blame anyone but himself and my parents. But I don't know. In the same way, Doug, that you sometimes have trouble with authority, I sometimes have trouble with people, you know, telling you what to do if I don't think
you're
it's the right
too.
Thing to do. So.
Yeah, and she's the youngest, right. So the completion of my thought in listening to you and understanding or thinking it through as to why it riles me up. And sometimes I have either I'll say nothing or I'll say something. In this culture today, even I, with the three of you as well as we know each other, I sometimes think about what I'm going to say before I say it. And I never used to do that. I've never had anybody.
Say, that's new.
Really, well, but I am thinking about it only because there's a circumstance of trust that we, you, the, all of us have to have with each other in order to make this a believable circumstance. That is this radio program. And it's really just an extension of what's going on in our lives. And I think, again, most people realize that. But the thing that came to me just a few minutes ago was as I listened to you and how you are, and Victoria is this way too to a point, but she's matured a little bit and been knocked around a little, not enough to have it washed away from her, but and she, if you look at her astrological chart, it'll never be washed away from her, but it's a different sort of formidability. With Kara, I hear my father. When you get off on some of your toots or you criticize me or you say, I recoil at it and think of the stuff that I've heard when
Taurus?
I was younger. And it brings me, my father's a Taurus, yeah.
Well, that's Kara then, yeah. That's...
Yeah, right, exactly. That's why I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, there's no coincidence here. There's a lesson. Kara and I came together, as we all have, to learn a lesson. Whatever your relationships are with people, in this circumstance, no matter what happens to all of us, as we progress through our lives, the experiences that we've had here the last, well, I don't know, 2 years or so, maybe, Kara, you've been around almost 2 years, right? Or has it been more than two
I've
years?
I've been around for longer than that.
You have been, okay.
I just hit my two-year mark, so
yeah. Okay.
Kara might be 3 years?
Yeah, it's like three, three and a half, something
okay,
like
is it really?
Yep,
good God.
Time flies.
Woof. So anyway, the point I'm making is that we sort of, we grow with each other, and we know each other, and we have this sort of learning experience, and I would hope that all of you who have close relationships, whether it's at work or whether it's at home or whether it's just the friendships that you carry on with other men or women, no matter what that reality is, that you give them all a chance and understand who they are, where they come from, and why they are the way they are. And then it may be at the end of the day you value it or you don't value it, but there is a lot to be said and learned. And I've always thought that age is not a, I can hear in my mind right now, my father, the age thing. I'm older than you. I've had more experiences. Yeah, that's true. But still, that doesn't mean all the experiences are positive or that you're going to necessarily learn from them, especially the way kids get knocked around today. They grow up fast. Kids, I grew up in, and I still am to a point, even at this age, pretty naive about stuff. I don't think Jennifer's naive about much of anything. I think she's sweet. I think she's not naive. I think that Victoria is very street smart, very much a New Yorker. And, you are. And
that's funny.
So, and I think that that's good. You found the perfect mix in Lewis because he's, I think a little more like me than, and you sort of protect him. in a manner of speaking.
Yes, that's true.
Save him from himself. And I was thinking about that yesterday when you talked about the money.
Yeah.
Who takes care of the money? So Kara, when you and I lock horns, it isn't because I'm trying to exercise my right as the boss, because I want all of us to have a lot to say, but at some point in time, somebody's got to draw the line. But the other side of it is I recognize you for who you are, and in some circumstances, if you were with a person that didn't get who you were, you'd have a short-lived career with them, because you just are, but because people don't honor you for who you are.
I'm going to refrain from saying anything, because this entire conversation feels a little bit like a backhanded compliment to everyone, but I'm just going to.
It's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at we get ready to go to the sports desk here and find out what's going on with Vince McMahon's XFL. I'd forgotten that this is actually going to happen.
It's happening.
Yeah. So, Jennifer, what's the story with the return? This is not, though, it's a couple of years away, right?
Yeah, it's coming back, returning to the airwaves in 2020, and there could be some extreme football competition as well. That's because the Alliance of American Football is set to launch in February 2019, beating them to the punch the week after the next Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50, is it 53 already?
Yeah,
wow.
53.
The new league is a joint effort between producer and director Charlie Ebersole and some former NFL players. Among the NFL players that are involved with this Alliance of American Football are Troy Polamalu. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Polamalu.
Him too.
Polamalu.
Hines Ward, I know him. He was on Dancing with the Stars. They'll work with players, and Justin Tuck, who will serve as an advisor. Former NFL linebacker Jared Allen is also an investor. He's going to work with the players. Ebersole has also enlisted former NFL general manager Bill Polian. Charlie Ebersole is the son of Dick Ebersole, who, along with Vince McMahon, was behind the first failed iteration of the XFL. So both of them looking for the pride, right, of being able to say, well, look, I did this on my own, and it's better than yours.
Ebersole is the announcer.
Yeah, Dick Ebersole will serve, that's right, as an advisor to his son's league while Vince McMahon works to bring back the XFL. Now, the season will feature 8 teams. It'll run for 10 weeks, and just 4 teams will compete in the playoffs. Teams will be stacked with 50-man rosters, and players will be signed in regional drafts. Ebersole said he plans to draw from the pool of players who don't make it to the NFL. The 8 host cities will be announced in the next couple of months, and the format will be nuanced with shorter play clocks, fewer commercial breaks, and that's, of course, when you're a traditional NFL game.
So what do we need more of this for?
Well, I think because people are seeing that there's an opportunity with so much disappointment with the NFL. So people are looking for alternatives.
But is the game going to be played differently? Is it going to have different rules? Are they not going to get the way
A few things will be changed.
Yeah. Again, the shorter times and that sort of thing. There won't be onside kicks. There won't be kickoffs. The ball will be set at the 25-yard line. And then the teams must go for a 2-point conversion after every touchdown. So you won't be doing field goals. You won't have the kicker doing the same role anymore. So it should be interesting. I think he's trying to get to the table before Vince, because Vince has a platform already Vince has a platform to advertise this in conjunction with the WWE.
And of course he does.
Where are the XFL games going to air? Because Ebersole's got a big leg up here. CBS Sports is already committed to air one of these games every week. So that's a big coup for them compared to XFL.
Is it going to go all through the spring and the summer? Is that what's going to happen with these?
No.
After the Super Bowl.
10 weeks.
Until when? How long are they playing?
10 weeks. So it runs. It starts the week after.
So they find a bunch of old, crotchety football players that are no longer in the NFL.
I love that you listen to the story.
Listening?
No, I know. No, they're new guys who didn't make it into the NFL.
Right. These are the bubbling underlist. I think will be interesting will be the TV fight for this, because you asked about TV networks. Vince McMahon is really tight with Viacom, and that's the same network that owns CBS. So CBS is committed to this league, but Vince McMahon's WWE products all run on Viacom products. So it'll be interesting to see how they are able to shake that out.
Yeah.
All right, as long as we are in the sports mode, Jennifer Victoria is our hockey expert, so maybe we get her to take
Wait, you just didn't even make a... What was that sentence? Jennifer Victoria, like what?
I'm not sure it was Jennifer, Victoria, who normally we share the sports. We have one story for you and one story for Jennifer, but because we have a hockey story here, I felt you would want to defer to Jennifer because she seems to be our expert.
Are you just doing this now to wind me up? Is that what this is now? We're at the point where you're senile and you forget that I also love hockey. Is that really it?
Senile.
Victoria,
there we go.
That because it was a very unclear sentence. Was Jennifer, Victoria, you're
is
our hockey expert.
Let's go with it that way. Jackie.
I was saying
Victoria.
Both of you are. Jennifer, Victoria.
Victoria, what's going on in Seattle?
The state of Washington's governor, Jay Inslee, may have slipped up and revealed that Seattle's new NHL team's name, it's not all that popular so far with the fans. He was discussing a high-speed rail that's going to go between Seattle and Vancouver, and he said during a statement, "We cannot wait to get on a high-speed rail to come up and have the greatest hockey rivalry in North America, which is the Seattle Totems versus the Vancouver Canucks." So now everyone's like, the Totems? Apparently, though, the Totems were actually Seattle's Western Hockey League team from 1958 to 1974. So there is some history there with the name, and I guess that's what they're looking to revive. However, this is not going over well on social media. People say, it's 2018, enough with the Native American stuff. There are so many other names that they could pick. So it's not official yet. They haven't announced it.
A totem is a pole.
I know. It's just a weird... Right. It's like, why would you want to be a pole?
Uh-huh.
I'm the pole, you know, as opposed to
a Czech or an Italian.
It'd just be a chair, then. It's like the same wooden, inanimate object, so...
Yes. All right. Now, I'm going over to my senality desk here to discuss aging and what's going on with my brain and perhaps my cardiovascular system and my joints and stuff, to tell you how happy I am for my own protection to have found Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. This is a way to get your blood around your body, to your brain, to your muscles, all through your system. The krill oil, which is the omega 3, which is the fish oil, and then the krill oil is for your joints and that sort of thing. The liquid, the fluidity of your bursa keeps your joints from aching and, you know what happens when you stretch and you got your back is bothering you and your shoulder and your knees and stuff. This all helps protect against that as you age. And we all know how important fish oil omega-3s are. So you put them together in this small little pill that makes such a big difference. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products, available right now without charge from the folks at Purity. So call 800-355-1493 and order your free bottle right now. Pay for shipping. That's it. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast release of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Pet Show time. Warren Eckstein is the host of the Pet Show that's heard every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays around the country, and a lot of great radio stations, many of them carrying this program. So Warren is here to give us his philosophy, to give us some tips, how to better raise your dog, where to get good dogs. Do you let your dog up on the furniture? Do you let your dog sleep with you?
He lets me up on the furniture. He lets me sleep in my bed.
That's funny. Megan, my daughter, has a poodle named Bodley. And Bodley likes to get on the couch and spread out so that if you're actually trying to sit on the couch, like I'll sit on the couch and read mild stories and stuff, and I'm barely able to find enough room because the dog won't move. Once he gets up on the couch, that's it. This is mine. What are you doing here sitting on my couch? And I think that's true of a lot of, is it the smell? What brings them to that familiar place that they want to keep going to?
Well, a couch and a bed is easy. Would you rather lie down on a couch and a bed or a hardwood floor? That's the choice. Now, here's a perfect example. My dog literally weighs 12 pounds. He's a Chihuahua terrorist mix, okay?
Right.
I have not had both arms and legs on my California king-size bed since I've had this dog. He refuses. Now, I could teach him. He refuses to sleep vertically. He has to sleep horizontally. So yes, therefore, brilliant. I always have one arm, one leg off the bed.
But where's Denise where all this is going on?
She's got the whole other side of the bed. she's happy as a lock. The bed is hers, you know, but not me. And you know what? It's fine with me. I'll have that stiff neck in the morning as long as it's happy.
Yeah. Warren, one of the great philanthropists when it comes to the pet world, the animal world, Hugs and Kisses is his brand of vitamins and mineral supplements that you can get online at hugsandkisses.com. But you also go to his animal fund, which helps a lot of he promotes it as one life at a time, one paw at a time, helping save the animals, finding homes for animals. But it's so worthwhile. If you're a pet lover, you need to check this out at WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. We continue with a focus on your dog, your cat, your pet after this.
Save up to 50% off on over 200 floors at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, like vinyl plank and Woodlook tile, up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from just 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance at your local store. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, 56 and change after the hour now. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here with a focus on how to train your dog or how your dog trains you if you are a man, because it works differently for women, right?
It does, and there's a new book out. It's a fun book called Dog Training American Male. Let me just quote from it. Women are far more complex thinkers. They don't want their problems fixed. They want the emotional satisfaction of knowing that we know what they're dealing with. Conversely, man and dog are best friends for a reason. We're simple-minded creatures who prefer the reward system. Give us food, sex, and a couch to nap on, and sure, we'll go shopping for faux paint in the bathroom. No problem. But it's really true. If you think about it, men are more like dogs than women are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't question as much as women do. You know, we don't accept as much. It's kind of an interesting concept, although
it is.
I don't like considering myself intelligent.
I don't like it much
one more study that just came out. There's a deep connection between the testosterone levels of men and animal abuse. A brand new study came out that says that men with high testosterone levels are much more apt to abuse and neglect their dogs.
Do you know what your testosterone level is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, mine's about 700, and
I might not. The way I treat animals, I don't think I have any testosterone.
Well, you know, but I was 700 is a pretty good number, and yet animals are a key point in my life. That's why you and I have become such good friends, because we have the same philosophy about animals and how to take care of them, fostering them, adopting them, rescuing them, being an advocate for big and small animals. That's what you can always get and find out more at petshow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.